Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. This weekend, October 24th, heralded the very first 350 Day. Some 5,242 rallies and creative demonstrations took place across the globe in honor of that number that many activists and scientists insist is the most important number in the world. The history behind 350 is intriguing. It's 350 parts per million. Originally, it came from a NASA research team headed by American climate scientist named James Hansen. He surveyed both real-time climate observations and then emerging Paleolithic climate data in January of 2008. His peer-reviewed article concluded that above 350 parts per million of CO2, the Earth's atmosphere couldn't support a planet similar to the one on which civilization developed and to which life on Earth is adapted. McKibben, who wrote the first book on climate change for a general audience in 1989, said that, quote, "We're already well past it. The atmosphere holds 390 parts per million today, which is why the Arctic is melting and the ocean is steadily acidifying. To get back to the safe level, we also need a rapid halt to the use of gas, oil, coal, so that forests and oceans can absorb some of the carbon." In major cities this weekend, tens of thousands of people formed giant 350s for photographers. Smaller-scale actions included climbers with banners high on the slopes of Mount Everest and teams of divers with signs on the Great Barrier Reef or off the coast of Oman in the Persian Gulf. There were more than 1,800 actions all across the United States, as well as 300 in China, 200 in Africa, and more than 150 in India. 2 years ago, after leading climatologists observed rapid ice melt in the Arctic and other frightening signs of climate change, they issued a series of studies showing that the planet faced both human and natural disaster if atmospheric concentrations of CO2 or carbon dioxide remained above 350 parts per million. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.